But we should probably, and I have to say, Arlene, I think you're so good at this, is talking about the emotional aspect of the conference.
Because I'm an emotional wreck. No, no. So I'm perfect to talk about this. All right. Let's go. You know, there's so many emotions. Yes, we've talked about packing your clothes and packing, you know, sunscreen, but have we talked about getting your emotions in check for this conference? Because, hey, it's tough. We all know it's tough. I mean, you hear some words sometimes that, you know, you just, when you're looking at your child who is so young and you have so many questions about their future and what's it going to be, and so, and listening to all of these speakers speak on, you know, what they're doing, and it can be tough. And I will also say that one thing to keep in mind, that there are a lot of people here, not only if you have any social anxiety, you know, there's a lot of people here. There's about close to 1,000 people coming to this conference. It's okay to not memorize every single piece of information. It's okay. You're still a great parent. You're still a great caregiver. You're still a great human being for taking the time to come to this conference. If you feel like there's a session that really means a lot to you, but you emotionally just can't do it, you need a break for, you know, an hour or two, that's perfectly fine. Know that you can go lie down. You can go have a cup of coffee. You can go for a walk, because how good are you if you're in an emotional turmoil? You can't register all this information. You need to take care of yourself, too. So that's perfectly okay to do, or you can go to every session. I mean, whatever works for you. But know that there is no right or wrong way to go.
Arlene, I have to say I agree with you. In the conference in St. Louis, I had hit a breaking point, and thank goodness my husband was there, and he saw that, you know, I wanted to scoop up as much information as possible, like a feeding frenzy. Mm-hmm. And he saw I was there, I was at my breaking point. So he said, that's it, I've had enough. And we got in a taxi cab, and we took a tour of the Anheuser-Busch Budweiser factory, and it was just what I needed to be able to escape and reorganize myself, and I went back, and I was fine. But it's okay to take that break.
That's a perfect story.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. It's necessary. I've always said at the beginning, when we used to go without our children, we used to extend by a couple day or two afterwards and go to some, you know, aspect of that state that I would, you know, we'd like to go, because I needed a couple days to digest that information, and before reentry, I needed to, you know, start putting my layers back on, you know, after I had just shed myself to the world, you know. And so I thought it was also helpful. You know, I know monetarily it's a, you know, a deal, but if there is a way to add an extra day, just do something fun outside of Fragile X is a good thing.
That is a great recommendation, because it is a very difficult transition.
Yes. And another great, one of the most significant parts of this conference is what you learn from others that you meet in the hall. Just walking from session to session. You know, there might have been something about someone that was sitting in the audience with you while you were listening at a workshop that you just felt you needed to connect with that person. It could be another conference attendee, or it could even be one of the speakers. But while you're walking in the hall, some of the greatest information comes out of those meets, those 10-minute meetings that you have in the hallways on the way to and from your different workshops.
Well, you know, and that's because one time I was in the hallway, and a lady stopped me, and she said, I need to know what you did to help get your son toilet trained. She and I talked for 15 minutes, and she said, thank you. You know, it was kind of like, that's what she needed right then and there, and it was we had a great little conversation, and you know, and you could just see it made both our days to to know that, you know, I gave her some, you know, some ideas that looked like were going to be helpful, and she got something that she could take away with her. And it's just, you know, one more thing. You kind of never know what people are going to want to talk about or ask about or do. It's
right.
Part of the
but
fun.
You're free to ask anything. You know, everyone, there is no question that's off limits, I don't think, with other parents, you know?
No, it is. It's a great time to have your guard down, like you were saying. But
it is. But along those same lines, I mean, it's real easy to stay up late talking to people and to do all these things because you want to make the most of it. But, I mean, I want to emphasize that I really want you to take care of yourself while you're there, too.
Right.
You know, make sure you eat healthy and get plenty of sleep. And, you know, Arlene's mentioned, you know, take time to relax. It's okay. I mean, that's part of what this whole thing is about, is learning, but you know, doing it and feeling relaxed, too.
And don't over, I mean, it can be taxing at times. There can be a subject that just rips you up. And you take a break. You know, and also know that when these speakers are speaking, they're most of the time speaking in the more significantly affected population. So sometimes if you have a child who doesn't exhibit everything that these researchers are talking about, it doesn't mean that they will. So you have to know your child may be different than the child that they're speaking of. They speak in more general terms, and that might not be your child. So you have to be able to separate some of that information to know what pertains to you and what doesn't.
Well, and some of the ideas, you know, like, oh, you should do this with your child. Well, yeah, and it's knowing your child well enough to know, well, this is a
wouldn't
good
work.
Idea, I don't think this is going to work for us. It's
right.
Okay to do that, yes.
I think it's great.
Yes.
And I just can't wait.
It
needs to be every 2 years, not every year, because it takes time.
It takes time to come back. And
but you're so excited, too. You know, I think it makes it that much more special because, you know what, our kids have made strides and achievements in those 2 years that you're thrilled to talk about, and then they've also had some setbacks. But in your agenda of the topics that you will go see changes with every conference. Yes, this is my 10th conference, but my learning curve might not be as high as it was at the beginning, but there is plenty, especially now in scientific research on Fragile X and treatment, there is plenty I can learn right now.
Neat.
Yes.
Well, and I think, you know, along with learning that, I mean, what an exciting time to meet some of the people that you've met on Facebook. You know, people that, like, Arlene, I haven't seen you in 2 years. I can't wait to see you again.
I'm not on Facebook.
And Michelle, I can't wait to.
It is true, though. There's a whole Facebook community out there where everybody feels like they're best friends and nobody's actually met. So,
right.
You know, that they should have a Facebook breakout session on one of the lunch funds.
I've got to join. I guess I'm doing it.
Come on, Arlene. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, come on. So, if you have questions, when you get there, so you guys will have a stand or
As far as Families for Fragile X, if you have a question regarding anything about the layout of the hotel, a place to eat, a local attraction, something a free thing to do because I know this conference is costly, any kind of thing, you come to Families for Fragile X and we will provide you with as much information as possible. And everybody at this booth, most of the people, born and raised in Miami, so we know this place backwards and forwards. So you're welcome to come, and we're very, very excited to see old faces and new faces.
Great.
And if you have any questions about the conference or any concerns or many of you, if you don't know Robbie Miller, you'll meet him at the conference. And everyone who's who works for the National Fragile X Foundation will have a little colored ribbon on their name tag. So if feel free to approach any of the staff at the foundation if you have questions or concerns about anything, and you know, we'll direct you and you know, send you in the right direction.
And even if you if your room was freezing or
right.
You didn't get a handout, or it can be, you know, there are people who we have on site to adjust temperature in rooms to the volume of the microphones, you know,
yes.
All that.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we
want this
you.
To be the greatest, you know, every time we try to make this the greatest conference, and we want everyone to have a great time when they're here at the conference. And so if there's any way we can make it better for you, we will.
Yeah, great.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we sign off for the day?
I am very excited to meet all of these new friends and see my old friends, and I am just looking forward to July 25th.
Yay!
Yes.
So come set sail.
Okay. Love it.
Arlene, thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
And this is Jane Dixon Weber, and Arlene Cohen and Michelle Kaplan signing off. We'll see you in Miami.